Good morning, podcast audience. This is your branch president, Ken Hodge, out of Columbus, Ohio, with a concern this morning. In fact, I need your help, your assistance. First, let me say I'm going to discuss an issue that has already been decided upon at the national level. Yes, I'm talking about my suspension. So I'm not asking to have it overturned, because a decision is a decision. I'm just asking to have it understood. So I'm going to discuss that issue and those charges. And again, hoping that mail handlers from all over, not just Local 304, can hear the conversation topic and provide guidance to me to show me how this could even happen. And what I mean by that is, I'm so curious and knowing, how is it possible that a elected local president has the authority to suspend an elected branch president? Now, I got to tell you something, folks. I've been back and forth through the Constitution, back and forth. There are a lot of places in there where it states that the local president assigns duties and responsibilities. But those duties and responsibilities are assigned via our Constitution. I see nowhere in there that allows a branch president to be suspended by a local president. Now, once again, the decision is a decision, but I like dialogue, I like conversation on this, because honestly, if anybody could show me that, I would appreciate it. That's what I would call me having a great opportunity to learn something, because I don't see it, but yet I'm still suspended. Again, here's a question to the podcast audience. How can a local president take away the duties of a branch president after they're assigned via the Constitution and bylaws? Now, again, I am interested in knowing, I'm interested in learning. So how about if you miss me with all the comments about you deserve what you got? That's not an issue here. I'm not talking about what happened. And we can talk about that another time. I'm just simply talking about, show me where the local president has that authority. And again, it's now going to mean we'll have to pull out our national and uniform local constitutions, and give us a chance to maybe read over some things that we haven't read in a while. But I am so curious in knowing, and I invite and I solicit all conversation. Now, understand though, as I said, I've gone over these articles 9, 10 in our Constitution quite frequently. So when you give me a response and I come back with you with a counter, again, let's keep the dialogue going, because there are a lot of branch presidents that may need to know this information. We've just accepted it that the local president has that authority, but I got to tell you, I don't see that. So again, I'm asking for all members, not just Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, all over the world. If you hear this podcast and you have information that you can provide to me, I would greatly appreciate it. I'm talking about even if you work on the national level, the regional level, or the local level. I mean, I'm serious. I am in search of this information, because I just don't see where that's possible. But yet I find myself, and I know other branch presidents have found themselves having to deal with this. So each one teach one, and let's have a learning session here. Again, you give me what you have, and I'm going to respond back to you. And hopefully, when it's all said and done, we will learn something. We're going to learn that a local president has that authority by the Constitution, or a local president don't have that authority, and then we'll leave it up to national to enforce that. Okay? Hey, join along with me, and let's grow in together. And let's grow in knowledge, and let's grow stronger. Always in union solidarity. Branch President, Columbus, Ohio, Kenneth Hodge.